Track 12, and we come to our feature articles. And we have three articles this week, and it's all about cats. The first piece is Never Sleep With a Cat, which was written by Robert Crampton and appeared in the Times this week, and that will be read for us by Roxanne. The second piece has been contributed by our engineer James, and he is reading that himself. And the third piece will be introduced by Brian.
A study in Japan reveals that whilst letting your dog sleep on the bed can improve your sleep quality, doing the same with a cat has the opposite effect. As a long-time cat owner, I could have told them that for naught. Cats are wholly selfish. If they want feeding at 5 a.m, they'll meow in your ear, then trample on your testicles until you bend to their will. So we shut ours downstairs. Occasionally, though, when my wife's away, I give them free rein and regret it. They're nocturnal creatures, cats, so even if they aren't hungry, they're thundering up and down and round and about, playing chasing games, knocking stuff over, making a racket. It's too high a price to pay for an hour of them curled up adorably on the duvet. Dogs, they want to make you happy. They'll endure a full bladder for hours to avoid making a fuss. The researchers don't mention the bedtime impact of budgies or goldfish.
When we first moved down to Devon some 13 years ago, we brought our cat with us, known as Tiger. Within a week, he'd escaped from the house, and we didn't see him for the next 2 years and thought the worst. Then one day, we had a phone call from a local vet to say that he'd scanned a cat that had just been brought in, and it came up with our name and address. The cat had moved in with an elderly lady who lived less than a mile from us and was living in her garden shed that she had furnished with a bed and some soft furnishings for the cat. Tiger had made himself very much at home, and we decided that it was probably best to leave him with the elderly lady, even though he clearly recognised us when we went round to the house.
This week we turn to Chris Proctor, who writes humorously grumpy pieces in The Pensioner, the Civil Service Pensioner's quarterly magazine, under the general headline, Something Else That Annoys Me. This time he writes, Not enough people have cats. My perfect cat is friendly, likes sitting on laps, does stretching tricks, rubs herself against my leg, and lives in a house down the road. Not in mine. See, I really like cats' dignity, confidence and independence, but I don't want one living with me. The moment they share your address, you're occupying space in their house, a food-providing tenant. The ideal solution is for more people to have a cat I can befriend. Retired people are in pole position for this task. Sadly, however, grandmothers these days spend their time running marathons, climbing mountains, and swimming in chilly ponds. They increasingly ignore their cat ownership responsibilities. Years ago, a neighbour moved out of our block of flats, taking all their belongings with them, apart from a cat named Carly, who, despite resistance, moved in with us. She proved an ungrateful guest, prone to hissy fits and scratching, prowling the premises like a malignant prison guard. She finally left when another neighbour enticed her into her home with John West salmon on a china platter. For a time, a battle ensued. My daughter outbid the John West with homemade poulet à la grecque, organic cat treats and eclairs, eventually giving up when she realised Carly was costing her more than her fare to work. I was delighted. I could coax Carly into the house at times I desired, chat to her as I passed her in the street, and sleep soundly, knowing she wouldn't physically attack me in bed. It was ideal. A cautionary tale of cat ownership was related to me by another neighbour, Charlotte, whose cat, Felix, disappeared over a year ago. The family had affixed signs to trees and lampposts, but without response. Eventually, they reconciled themselves to their loss. Then they received a phone call from immigration at Heathrow. They had apprehended a cat attempting to enter the UK from Bulgaria, located an identification chip and discovered it belonged to Charlotte. Would she like it back? The fact is, after a 12-month absence, our neighbours had adjusted to life without Felix. They'd replaced him with Tiddles, for one thing. And what was it doing trying to enter the UK from Bulgaria? It seems that when it left home, it was taken in by a family of Bulgarian origin about a mile away. They became so attached to Felix, they took him on holiday to Sofia with them. They were in the process of repatriating it when Heathrow discovered the chip. Once you get a cat, it seems you can't get rid of it, confirming my view that the best cats belong to someone else. This story encouraged my friend Marissa to tell me about her husband's recent trauma. He is, as a rule, a man who defines stoicism. Marissa says he's a stranger to emotion, a man whose face sets but whose eyes do not moisten. But what happened when their cat took ill and expired? He changed utterly. As overcome with grief, he passed the day dampening the sofa with his tears. She says it went on so long that she became involved, resulting in the two of them sitting sobbing until the early hours. Their habit of dying is actually my main reason for not wanting to give house space to a feline. I can just about cope with pee on the carpet, hairs on the settee, even occasional breeding with unsavoury passers-by, but all in all, cat ownership is folly. This is why I urge others to do it. Why should I be excluded from cat company just because others are not prepared to make some sacrifice? In fact, their failure to do so is only one aspect of a growing selfishness I detect in modern society. I often notice bus seats taken up by pensioners, so I have to stand. And why do people have to position themselves in front of me in post office queues? None of them thinks of queuing behind me, which would be more convenient. I have no time for the me society. More thoughtfulness, and I would have a ready-to-stroke cat on every doorstep. Sometimes, I think the whole country is just going to the dogs.